are listening to مركز الصحابة, the voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 10th of Safar 1447, corresponding to the 5th of August 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning here in Johannesburg, Lanesia. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, today we're going to be discussing something very pertinent in our lives, and how can we attract such a thing, and through the barakah and wasila of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. And that is, we always complain about why is there no barakah in our lives. We always think to ourselves, you know, we do so much. We go above and beyond with so many things. But we say there's no barakah in time. There's no barakah in our wealth. There's no barakah. They know they say there's no barakah. Now, why, my dear respected listeners, why do we think that there's no barakah in our life? Why? What are we doing wrong? Let's look at it that way. Allah Ta'ala is in control of everything. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعَثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Allah Ta'ala is in the control of whatever good and bad happens in our life, is through the will of Almighty Allah. We don't have control. Yes, we can make dua that Allah Ta'ala protects us from any bad and any calamities that would befall us. But we must have another thing, and that is called tawakkul in Allah. Have faith and yakin that whatever I'm going through is through the will of Almighty Allah. We should not question, Allah, why me? Rather, we should question and we should ask ourselves, what can I learn from this particular incident and from this particular message that Almighty Allah is giving me? Maybe my salah is not correct, or I am not in tune, or I'm lacking with the relationship with Almighty Allah. Once we have and we align ourselves and we start changing our lives and bettering our relationship with Almighty Allah, we will see that everything happens for a reason. When anything good happens in our life, we say Alhamdulillah. When anything bad happens, we say Alhamdulillah kulli hal. It's through the will of Almighty Allah. Barakah is not about having a lot in our life. Rather, barakah is about having the small thing, but there is blessing in it. It's about having enough and with what we have. Yes, we are insan. We always want the best of things in this world, and we always ask Almighty Allah, O Allah, grant me everything of the best. رَبَّنَا قْفِلِّي وَلِوَالِدِي. We make dua for our parents also. رَبَّنَا قْفِلِّي وَلِوَالِدِيَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُمُ الْحِسَابِ. We make dua to one of the Rabbanas. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَكِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O Allah, grant me goodness in this world. Grant me goodness in the hereafter. And also protect me from the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect each and every one of us from the fire of Jahannam and also from the adab of the qabr. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. So like I was mentioning, barakah is not about having a lot in our life, but rather it is about having enough and finding that peace and sukoon in our life, and we have that contentment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the noble Quran, Ala bi dhikrillah hi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, the zikr of Allah, brings contentment to the heart. And when we find this peace and contentment in what we have, it is the unseen and the qudrat of Almighty Allah that makes the small things that we have a lot. Like for example, if we make a food at home, right? There is barakah because you'll notice that food will maybe last you 3, 4, 5 days. A normal pot of food will be able to last you with this barakah in it. It might be a small pot, but it will last you for those few days. And a few minutes will feel like a few hours. So when we're doing something in accordance to Sharia, it will feel as though it's like eternity. It feels like days, like hours. But yet, it is a short period of time that we are experiencing. And a small act of kindness can feel like a mountain of good deeds. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at how big your action is, but rather the intention behind the action. In the a'mal bin niyat. Verily, your action is based on your intention. So if your intention is good, but you do that small act, Allah Ta'ala will grant us immense reward for that small action that we did. To begin our program, let us look at, you know, we always start with the recitation of the Noble Quran. And inshallah, today we're going to be listening to a verse from the Noble Quran, and that is from Surah A'raf, verse number 96. Surah A'raf and verse number 96. If you have any queries, or if you'd like to contribute to the program, you can send a message on the numbers 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. I would like to hear from you, my dear respected listeners, even if it's a small story or a short paragraph about how has there been barakah in your life, your life experience. Share it with us. You'll be completely anonymous. Share it with us. Let us hear how has barakah, there was barakah in your life when you're seen that you turn to Almighty Allah and you say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu, and we thank Almighty Allah for the ni'mats and the bounties that Almighty Allah has given us. So inshallah, let's listen to the recitation of the Surah A'raf, verse number 96.
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون.
صدق الله العظيم. صدق الله العظيم. And let us look at the translation behind that verse. Almighty Allah says, and if only the people of the cities had believed and feared Allah, we would have opened upon them blessings, barakah, from the heaven and the earth. But instead, they denied. So we seized them for what they were earning. So this verse is a direct link to what? To belief and righteousness are the keys to unlocking Allah Ta'ala's blessings. And we have to do things according to Sharia, and we need to avoid as much sin as possible and try to avoid doing any wrong and any sin. But what exactly is barakah? Like we mentioned earlier, that the small things will last long. The small things will last for days. That is, there's barakah in it. That's the meaning when you say you have barakah. Barakah literally means a blessing, Allah Ta'ala's blessing, Allah Ta'ala's barakah. But an increase or a sense of abundance, it is a divine blessing that Almighty Allah, or that makes something sufficient and fulfilling. Like I was saying, that it may be something small, but you are content with it. It will last you for a very, very long time. Even if it's in a small quantity, it is the opposite of life without blessing. Imagine living a life with no barakah, with no blessing. Just going through the motion, going through life without Allah Ta'ala's blessing, how are we such losers that we can't attain Almighty Allah's blessing and barakah? No matter how much we have money, time, knowledge, it never feels enough, because we as insan, we always want more and more and more. We don't make shukr for the little that we have. Yes, we must attain, we must be have a comfortable life, but we as insan, we always want more. We are never satisfied with what we have. Rather, we see if we have a 10 rand, for example, we will want a 20 rand. From a 20 rand, we will want a 50 rand and a 100 rand, and we want more and more and more and more. Now let us understand, what is a life with Allah Ta'ala's blessings, Allah Ta'ala's with the barakah in a person's life? When a person may have a little bit of wealth, just the bare minimum in what he has, but subhanallah, you know, we've heard so many incidents where people come to them and they say, how do you survive? That is the blessing, and that is the blessing of barakah. Person will look and they say, you know what, just to put a disclaimer out there, we don't judge, it is wrong to judge anybody whatsoever, but I'm just using examples, right? When a person says, how are you living, how are you managing? That is the barakah, that is blessings in that person's rozi, in what he does. He has little bit, but he makes shukr for what he has. But their needs are always met, and then their time is limited, but they feel productive at peace. Like when we're at work, your time is very limited at work. But when you manage to do a lot of things in a short space of time, you can accomplish a lot. Now there is also barakah. Like for example, if somebody tells you, listen, I want you to do a task for me. You've got 1 hour. In that 1 hour, you could have finished that task in 10 minutes, maybe 15. Now you've got 45 minutes to play with. You can do so much more in that 45 minutes. You can accomplish other tasks. You can even do things, you know, be proactive. Work towards the task for tomorrow. So now you are ahead with your work. You ahead with your work, and now you know that, you know what, you're already ahead. So when come times for tomorrow's work, you know you can relax a bit. Because why? You've accomplished it because there was barakah in your time from yesterday. You accomplished already 2 days, 3 days work. Look at it. And the person who has barakah in their life, they've lived a simple life. Their relationship with people are very simple. You know, they live a very harmonious life. They don't live the extravagant, right? But they are content, and they are grateful for what Allah Ta'ala has given them. They make shukr for what Allah Ta'ala has given them, the bounties. Even you got a plate on your food, your plate, a warm plate of food to eat. You got a roof over your head. You've got a bed to sleep on. You got a family to come home. My dear respected listeners, you are the most richest person in the world. If you have these things in your life, you are the most richest person in the world. Now let's look at a person who is deprived of Almighty Allah's barakah. A person may have immense wealth in his life, a lot of wealth, but why? But what happens? He has this constant fear that if I give a 10 rand, it's going to damage my pocket. He doesn't live with, he has this constant fear of losing it. You know, you got a business now. You feel that it's going to run short. How can we run short when the creator, Almighty Allah, Ar-Razzaq, Al-Ghani, the one who has, his treasures do not diminish. We call upon Almighty Allah and ask Allah, that Ya Allah, You bless us from your khazana, from your treasures. Ya Allah, you grant us. We turn to Almighty Allah and ask Him for these things. Allah will give us. Allah gets naraz when we don't lift our hands and ask. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Allah wants to forgive. Allah wants to give us. In Surah Talaq, verse 2 and 3, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجٍ. Allah Ta'ala will open a road for us that we don't even know, we don't even expect, and we don't even know where it came from. That is also barakah. When we turn and we have that faith and tawakkal in Almighty Allah, Allah will open roads and avenues for us when we don't expect it. And the source of this barakah is only Almighty Allah alone. We cannot create it in our own. Rather, we can only seek Allah Ta'ala's guidance and we seek the help from Almighty Allah. And that's where we ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, grant us barakah in our life. We ask barakah in our life. Now let's look at the key sources. But inshallah, we will continue this second part of the of barakah tomorrow, inshallah. But for now, you know, we have Maulana Zaid Khan, and he is going to be doing the segment Riyadu Salihin. So inshallah, we're going to go for a small nasheed break. And when we return, we will continue with our program, that is with Maulana Zaid Khan and Riyadu Salihin.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voices of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولي لا منه ولا لعامي أبغى في قولي لا منه ولا لعامي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
It's gone 25 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we have our program, Riyad al-Salihin, with our Morana Zayed Khan. Morana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khairan, Morana.
Jazakallah khairan.
Barakallah fiqh. Inshallah, you may begin, Morana.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi habli hukma wal hiqni bis salihin waj'al li lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Hadith 519. Remember it was Sayyida Asma binti Yazid radiyallahu anha. It was during the Battle of Yarmouk, and she killed 9 enemy soldiers with the pole of her tent. 81 ahadith are narrated from her. This is Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anha. 9 enemy soldiers with the pole of a tent. And we explained to you the whole background, and you have to put things into its correct context. Otherwise, today women will feel, let's go and fight and let's go and do this. No, jihad was not made for the woman. But under due circumstances, then it is permissible, because everybody has to then defend themselves. Even a child has to defend themselves. Like today in Gaza, what you are seeing and witnessing, almost 670 days. And every person has to defend themselves to the best of their abilities. So in those restricted and those constrained, straitened conditions, that is when the woman had to fight. So likewise, Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anha killed 9 enemy soldiers with the pole of a tent. So that hadith we mentioned, qalat, she narrates this hadith. How many ahadith she narrated? 81 ahadith from Asma binti Yazid radiallahu anha. She narrates, qalat, kana kummu qamisi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ila rusqi. The qamis, the kurta of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it reached his wrist. It reached his wrist. So long clothing, that is a sign of pride and extravagance, where your clothing drags on the floor and the rest. So short clothing makes one vulnerable to cold and heat. Therefore, you choose the moderate path. Moderation is what this hadith is teaching us. Coming to hadith 520 now, because Jabir radiallahu anhu is the narrator of this hadith. If you recall, Jabir radiallahu anhu, and that was the narrator of hadith 518. Jabir radiallahu anhu. So here again, Jabir radiallahu anhu. Qal. An amazing incident, once again, with Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, that time it was with the Honorable Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Here it is. Jabir radiallahu anhu mentions, Inna kunna yawm al-khandaq. It was the day of khandaq. We were together, and it was the day of khandaq. Nahfiru. We were digging. Fa'aradat kudyatun shadidatun. A boulder, a solid boulder presented itself. Faja'u ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqalu, and they said, hadhihi kudyatun aradat fil khandaq. This is a boulder and it's presented itself in khandaq. Look, when the leader is there present and helping, assisting, and all the army members, soldiers, we don't say army members, we don't say soldiers, we say Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But just to draw your attention here, to those who are in these terrorist regimes, where are their leaders? Their leaders are wearing white shirts with suit jackets and a tie, with a badge on the left side. And what? Their shirts does not have a stain on it. Untouched. And when there's any danger, they call it doomsday. America calls it doomsday. What is doomsday? Doomsday is the preparation, not for Qiyamah. Doomsday for them, that is their Qiyamah for them in this worldly life, when there's an attack upon them, because now they know they're going to be handed over to the real master, and he is going to deal with them in the manner that they dealt with others. Now their punishment will be confronting them from every angle in the qabr. So coming to this, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are faced with this challenge. It's a solid, hard boulder. They go and approach the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam al-Anbiya, Sayyidul Mursaleen. And they say, هَذِهِ كُدْيَةٌ عَرَضَتْ فِي الْخَنْدَقِ. This is a boulder, khandak. In khandak, it has been presented. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أنا نازل I'm coming. ثم قام نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم then stood up. نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said I'm coming down. He stood up and what happened? وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْسُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ. His stomach was tied with a stone. His stomach was tied with a stone. It almost seems like what we spoke about, discussed yesterday, that is in our Qasida Purda program, Al-Fardu, the program detailing and discussing the stanzas of Qasida Purda. Ad-durratul farda sharhu qasidatil burda, the exclusive pearl. And you've seen the Laman Busayri rahimullah, what he's written. He's written these words in the third chapter. If you just see the second or third stanza, you find this, which is discussed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hunger situation. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what he did, fashadda min saghabin, fashadda min saghabin. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had tied to his belly, ahsha'ahu, that is, that portion. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, fashadda min saghabin, fashadda min saghabin, ahsha'ahu wa tawa, and he folded it, and there's those stones. And it continues. So here, again, وَبَطْنُهُ مَعْسُوبٌ بِحَجَرٍ. It was during this time of Khandaq, this day of Khandaq. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stands up to go and break that boulder. وَلَبِثْنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. We remained 3 days, not a taste, not a taste of food. لَا نَذُوقُ ذَوَاقًا. We have been busy for 3 days without eating even a morsel. فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَأَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الْمِعْوَلْ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم took a spade, al-mi'wal, spade, fadaraba, he hit it, fa'ada kathiban ahyala wa ahyama. That when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam struck it, it returned into this thick heap of sand. He reduced it to a thick heap of sand. He struck this solid rock. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu could not do it. They called the leader, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he struck it, it reduced into a heap of sand. فَقُلْتُ, Jabir radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah, إِذَنْ لِي إِلَى الْبَيْتِ, give me permission to go to the house. فَقُلْتُ لِمْرَأَتِي, see ya, when you have a leader, you don't just do what you want to do. You go and you ask permission. Give me permission, I want to go to the house. فَقُلْتُ لِمْرَأَتِي, Jabir radiallahu anhu goes to the house. And he says to his wife, رَأَيْتُ بِالنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا مَا فِي ذَلِكَ صَبْرٌ فَإِنْدَكِ شَيْءٌ. He says, look at the concern. I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam with something that I do not have the tolerance to see, which I could not bear seeing, you say in English. I could not bear seeing. I could not bear the sight. I saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam such a sight which I cannot bear. فَعِنْدَكِ شَيْءٌ, is there anything with you? فَقَالَتْ عِنْدِي شَعِيرٌ وَعَنَاقٌ. The wife of Jabir radiallahu anhu said that I have some barley and I have a lamb. So فَذَبَحْتُ الْأَنَاقَ. So Jabir radiallahu anhu goes, he slaughters the lamb. وَطَحَنْتُ الشَّعِيرَ حَتَّى جَعَلْنَا اللَّحْمَ فِي الْبُرْبَةِ. Then what did Jabir radiallahu anhu do? He went and he took this barley, he grounded the barley and he placed the meat into a pot. He then went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَالْعَجِينُ قَدِنْ كَسَرَى. He went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, this was at which time? When the dough was kneaded and the meat was وَالْبُرْمَةُ بَيْنَ الْأَثَافِيَّ. وَالْبُرْمَةُ بَيْنَ الْأَثَافِيِّ, and the meat was قَدْ كَادَتْ تَنْبِجُ, it was almost cooked. فَقُلْتُ تُعَيْمٌ لِي, I said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تُعَيْم, is a little bit food. We have a little bit of food. فَقُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَرَجُلٌ أَوْ رَجُلَانِ. So come, استحكم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقُمْ أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You come, stand, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, and one or two others can come. قَالْ كَمْ هُوَ. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم asked this question. قَالْ كَمْ هُوَ. So he asked, how much did you prepare? Jabir radiallahu anhu said, فَذَكَرْتُ لَهُ. He mentioned, فَقَالْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَثِيرٌ طَيِّبٌ قُلْ لَهَا لَا تَنْزَعُ قُلْ لَهَا لَا تَنْزَعُ الْبُرْمَ. He said, this year is a lot. He said, this year, it's much and it's excellent. Go tell your wife, قُلْ لَهَا, tell your wife, لَا تَنْزَعُ الْبُرْمَ, that do not put the meat in the pot. وَلَا الْخَبْزَ مِنَ التَّنُورِ حَتَّى آتِي. And do not put the rotis in the pan. Do not put the rotis in the tanur, in the oven, until I come. فَقَالْ قُومُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُومُ, let's go. فَقَامَ الْمُهَاجِرُونَ وَالْأَنصَارُ. The muhajirin, the ansar, they stood. فَدَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهَا. And Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I entered upon her. فَقُلْتُ وَيْحَكِ قَدْ جَاءَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ والمهاجرون والأنصار ومن معهم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come, the muhajirin have come, the ansar has come, and those who were with him has come. You know, women, they're stressing now because the food is not going to be enough. هَلْ سَأَلَكَ. So she asked the question, هَلْ سَأَلَكَ, did he ask you? قُلْتُ نَعَمْ. Jabir radiallahu anhu said yes. قَالْ أدخلوا ولا تضاغطوا. Nabi, so Jabir radiallahu anhu then said, enter. The Messenger of Allah, here it is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, enter. أدخلوا ولا تضاغطوا, and do not crowd. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَجَعَلَ يَكْسِرُ الْخُبْزَ. He began to break the khubz, the rotis. وَيَجْعَلُ عَلَيْهِ اللَّحْمَ. And وَيَجْعَلُ عَلَيْهِ اللَّحْمَ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began placing meat on it. وَيُخَمِّرُ الْبُرْمَةَ وَالتَّنُورَ إِذَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ. And he began placing, he covered the pot. وَيُخَمِّرُ الْبُرْمَةَ, covered the pot. And with the tanur, and the tanur, the oven, إِذَا أَخَذَ مِنُهُ, each time he took something from them. We've seen this when you go for Jamaat, sometimes the brother is dishing out in khidmah and the rest, then he keeps the pot closed. And he dishes out little, and you'll see the barakah that comes out of this practice. This is a sunnah as well of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيُقَرِّبُ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ ثُمَّ يَنْزِعُ. So, here what happened was, he would then offer it to his, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and then he would take out more. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ بِكْ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَكْسِرُ وَيَغْرِفُ حَتَّى شَبِعُ. He was taking out, breaking pieces of bread and placing meat on them until all of them were satiated, and وَبَقِيَ مِنْهُ, and they still be at, they were still remainder, there were still remains left. فَقَالْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu, so faqal, ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to her, eat this, kuli hadha wa ahdi, and give some away as a gift. Fa inna an-nasa asabathum maja'a, because people have been afflicted with severe hunger. People have been afflicted with severe hunger. This hadith, there is another portion to it, but we will do this inshallah in the next segment. And it is just, it's the same. It's the same incident. But here there is other lessons to be learned from this year as well. So this hadith here is hadith 520. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq, the understanding, and the respect and love for a hadith mubarakah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to Mulana Zaid for giving us such pertinent advices and also related to our topic with regards to Barakah. And inshallah, tomorrow we will do a part two, you know, we were doing today on how to attain Barakah in our life. And Mulana Zaid gave a beautiful example of a person, you know, when you go for Jama'ah, then when you go for Jama'ah, you see that the brothers would bring a pot of food. And that, say, like I mentioned earlier, with that small pot of food, there's so much barakah in it, and we feed so many people, and that is the blessing of barakah. We've come to the end of our show, and we say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, for tuning in and keeping us company. Next up will be the news at 11 a.m. and thereafter will be the bliss of marriage with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab and Mulana Zahid Khan. You can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Then at 12 o'clock will be the news with myself, and thereafter 5 past 12 to 1 will be Alpha Sinkosi with the news hour. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1:30 will be the tafsir of Surah Tawbah. Thereafter, 1:30 to 2 will be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Ali Imran, verses 159 to 160. 2 o'clock will be the lunch break hour with the brother Yusuf Ali. And 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab, and also the Nasiha by Maulana Musa Akuri. That's from 3 to 4. And thereafter, from 4 to 5, will be the lecture, Urdu lecture, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Ki Wafat or Sahaba Ka Gham by Qari Hanif Multani, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Then from 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah Tawbah. That will be from verse 46. Then 7:30 to 8 will be the lecture by Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, the incident of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. 8 to 9 will be our new program. Our new program with our beloved Maulana Salman Yunus, and he will be having a program titled The Stories of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And that will be from 8 to 9 with Maulana Salman Yunus from live from the Durban studio. 9 to 10 will be the a lecture on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by Maulana Shabir Wali Rahmatullah Alayhi. Then from 10 to 11 will be the repeat of the bliss of marriage that you'll hear from 11 to 12. Then from 11 to 12 will be the lecture by Sheikh Anwar Awlaki Ash-Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayhi, the life of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Medina period. And that's your lineup from now until 12 a.m. Jazakallah khairan. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio.
Empowering the Ummah.